Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Dan Natkin, Chief Commercial Officer with Bowen and Somerset. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. We've been together this week at the NWFA show. Let's get to that in just a minute. Dan, your background real quick. You started in this hardwood business with Armstrong and then went over to Mannington Mills. And then it's been, 2.5 years or so, you joined Bauwerk, a European-based company that owns the Bowen brand, and then 2 years ago bought the Somerset brand. Is that right?
That's correct. We're a Swiss company, and 2 years ago we purchased Somerset as a increased manufacturing presence in North America.
Let's talk about the show first. This NWFA show is not really a selling show. The primary attendee is a sand and finish contractor. About 3,000 people come to it, and all the big brands where the management has sawdust running through their veins come together in one place, right?
That's absolutely true. Although there's more and more of the contractors that are installing pre-finished as well, and quite a few of the learning tracks now focus around that. It's really a one-of-a-kind show. It's the only show truly dedicated to wood flooring and all the related activities. And it's not just a show. It's an opportunity to learn and network as well.
How did the show compare to previous years?
It was really good. To be perfectly candid, I was a little nervous coming in because, you know, the market's been soft for a little while now. But the attendance was up. The quality of the attendee was fantastic. And we had some really great business decisions all week long.
So let's go back to Bauwerk for a minute. Bauwerk comes to the U.S. with two brands. Talk about both Bowen and Somerset. Give us an update on what's going on there and how you position the two different brands.
You know, my best analogy, I started my career in automotive, and it's sort of like Toyota and Lexus. Somerset is our Toyota brand, timeless style, trusted quality, core mid-market products. And then Bowen is our Lexus, premium construction, premium product in the market. The two brands really exist very well together because we have everything from your everyday 2.25 strip all the way through a 12 to 16 inch wide premium European wide plank and pretty much every variant in between. The fun part has been the fusion of the two entities. And we highlighted that at the show this week where we're taking a part that we manufacture at our plant in Lithuania, bringing it into Somerset and putting U.S. finishes on it. That really is a fusion of between the two companies that got a great reception.
So what you're telling me is that you actually bring some products over from Europe and finish them in the States.
That's correct. And I do believe that that's going to be an increasing piece of our focus, leveraging the two facilities very well.
And I guess also going back to your automotive analogy, you service two different price points. You're on the upper end with Bowen and more mainstream with Somerset.
That's exactly true. We kind of start at that better level in hardwood with Somerset and go all the way through the premium or niche segment in Bowen.
Now, Bowen also has a sports flooring division, right?
Yep. That's been one of our growth areas of our business, quite honestly. Our sports flooring business has been pretty good the last few years.
So I ran into Steve Merrick at the show. You know, he's the guy, the family owner that sold Somerset to Bauwerk. Yeah, I was curious how this transition with Somerset has been going from a family owned business, you know, guy lives down the street to being a company owned by a European entity. How is Somerset doing?
Somerset's doing pretty well. It's been a learning process. You're right. Steve's a fantastic guy and very entrenched in the sawmill side and the lumber side of the business. Now we're 100% flooring focused and it allows us to make some different decisions, as well as make investments specifically dedicated to flooring. The most recent being we have consolidated our two manufacturing operations and updated all of the equipment and technology so that we can run solid engineered in one plant under one roof and pivot between the two. And at the same time, add in some new technologies, wire brushing and dual staining and a number of other things that'll be coming down the pike.
So you've been making investments in your operation here in the States. How does that set you apart? What are you able to do that you don't find with other wood producers?
We're working on some new finish technologies that will set us apart from a lot of the others. you know, most people are either focused on solid or on engineered and not necessarily under the same roof. With the investments that we've made at the front end and back end of the operation, we'll compete with just about anybody.
Since this dip we've had in demand is a global dip, I'm sure the European owners of this organization understand that just the market conditions, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's certainly times when you hear news about how great the U.S. economy is, and we field questions as if the economy is so great, then why is business soft? But they've been very patient, very understanding as we work to integrate the two companies together and grow for the future.
It is interesting that there's trillions of dollars sitting in cash amongst the homeowners, and they're just kind of sitting on their hands right now, aren't they?
Yeah, a little bit. And I've been in the industry long enough now to have seen this a few times in my career. And, you know, when people get nervous about the economy or interest rates, they'll live on ugly for a while is the best expression that I can find for that. Now, what I do think is going to happen is because interest rates really are not probably going to fall anytime soon, is we will see the remodel demand begin to come back as you sit around, look around your house and say, all right, well, I'm not going to sell this house now. I might as well fix it up. I do believe probably in the back half of the year, we'll begin to see that break loose.
All right, Dan, it's great to catch up with you. Thanks for spending time with us. You've been talking to Dan Natkin, the Chief Commercial Officer with Bowen and Somerset, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.